The CKUW Entertainment Guide is brought to you by Into the Music, Winnipeg's collectible record store at 245 McDermott in the Exchange District. We have the largest vinyl selection in the city, both new and used, as well as an eclectic selection of new and used CDs, from Parliament to Hawkwind, Johnny Cash to Black Flag, Animal Collective to Run DMC. We've got music for everyone. If you are just starting your collection, ask about our collection cornerstones, items in stock that we think are pivotal to any good record collection. Into the Music also features live in-store performances, online contests, and more. Check out our website at intothemusic.ca for details. That's Into the Music, 245 McDermott in the Exchange.
Oh, hey! Look at that. It's time once again for the CKUW's Entertainment Guide, brought to you by Into the Music. Concert and club listings for Winnipeg and the surrounding area. That's what we're going to hear about right now. The Entertainment Guide is heard 3 times daily, at least. So, what's happening? What's happening? What's entertaining? Let's see. Oh, tonight. Tonight, the ultimate in entertainment. Goodness gracious, I'm going. The Low Pub has an amazing triple bill tonight. Starting off with local boy Tom Keenan and his band. Then Forest City Lovers and headlined by your faves, my faves, Ox. Yes, Ox tonight at the Low Pub. $7 only at the door. Very cool. I'll see you there. And all weekend at Times Change, High and Lonesome Club, in honor of his 66th birthday this past weekend, it's Neil Fest. Yes, Neil Young. All Neil, all the time, this weekend at Times Change. Thursday, that's tomorrow, James and the Giants will be doing Tonight's the Night. The Gin Goblins will be doing Ragged Glory, and Ramblin' Dan Frechette will be doing a solo retrospective. Friday, Jess Reimer does Russ Never Sleeps at the early show and the late show, where she will be joined by Chris Carmichael, Andrina Turin, and Damon Mitchell, who will be doing Everybody Knows This Is Nowhere. And Saturday night, the Mid-Century Modern Airs with Ken Pynchon. They'll be doing Time Fades Away at the early show and again during the late show, along with Ramblin' Dan doing his solo thing, and Chris and Damon ripping it up for the finale. It's going to be a good weekend at Times Change, High and Lonesome Club. Of course, you're going to miss it all if you go to Fargo Saturday night to see Roseanne Cash. That's what I'm doing. Yeah, Roseanne Cash playing the Fargo Theater this Saturday. And next week, it just gets better. C.R. Avery coming back to town with his pal Will Friday, November 25th at the West End Cultural Center. And local heroes Hatcher Briggs playing the Pyramid next Saturday, November 26th. This is exciting. The Patti Smith Songbook with Aqua Book songwriter in residence Claire Morrison, along with Rio Bear, Lizzie Burt, Hallie Carr, and Kristen Burkle. That's happening at Aqua Books Wednesday, November 30th. The Patti Smith Songbook. $10 will get you in. That's at 274 Gary Street. And look at that. It's the end of the Entertainment Guide. If you'd like your event placed here, drop by CKUW or email us at ckuw@uwinnipeg.ca or call us 786-9782. Hey there, kids. Yeah, it's me, your old pal Stu, here once again on a Wednesday evening, 6:06 in the p.m. It's time once again for me to clear my throat. Hold on. There, I'm back. Oh, that's much better. Yes, it's time once again for the Twang Trust, the only show that brings you both kinds of music. Great power and great responsibility. Mm-hmm. And tonight, oh, you lucked in. Tonight, we haven't done this in a long time, but it's going to be quite the show. It's going to be a four-hour extended dance remix bonus track overtime edition of the Twang Trust. Yes, 4 hours tonight. Your old pal Al can't make it in tonight. So I'm just going to sit here. I'm not leaving. Nope. Going to take it all the way till the Ox show starts, the low pub tonight. Yes. So we're going to play basically all recorded music since the dawn of time. 4 hours should do it, right? I think so. So stay tuned. It's going to be fun.
Meet girls like you. She also told me stay away, 'cause you'll never know what you'll catch. Just the other day I saw a soldier falling down, some Indonesian junk that's going round.
Seem a little weird.
Give yourself away.
Well, there they are, our old pals Ox, who are in town tonight playing the Low Pub. Yes, indeed. All good-hearted folk will be there, for sure. And that's a cut from their album. Where is it? It's here somewhere. Here it is. It's their album called American Lo-Fi. Yeah, cover of Cheap Trick Surrender there. You knew that, didn't you? Yes. And they got a brand new record, and we'll be hearing from that a little later tonight. We may even be visited by Mr. Ox himself, Mark Browning. We'll have to see. He's got a busy night, but he's going to try and make it. We'll see. It'll be in the second hour of the show, which is usually the last hour of the show here on the Twang Trust, because it's a two-hour show. Tonight, a little different. We're going 4 hours tonight, kids. So pack a lunch. You're going to get hungry at some point, I guarantee it. So, so much great stuff planned for these 4 hours. That's a lie. I have nothing planned. I got a bunch of stuff here. But, yeah, I don't know what it is. Hey, the Rolling Stones have a new record coming out. Well, it's not a new record. It's a reissue of an old one. They're reissuing Some Girls, and they're putting some nifty bonus stuff on there, just like they did with Exile. You might remember that. And there was some controversy there. They put some old songs. They weren't really finished, so they finished them up before they put them on. And there's like new vocals and stuff, and you know, some people were calling, some people were saying not so nice things about it. I don't know. I didn't think it was all that bad. And this one here, I don't know what they've done exactly. I haven't read what all they've done to this stuff, whether they've, you know, shined it up and put new bits and pieces on it or not. But it sounds pretty swell to me. Bit of a country kind of a thing. Not near as cornball as Faraway Eyes from the original album. But pretty sweet. It's a little number. It's called No Spare Parts. It's the Rolling Stones on the Twang Trust, kids.
You're rolling in a hole there for a
It's great.
Come cruising down Main Street.
Oh, I'm just completely messing this whole thing up. Oh. Let's try that again.
Half to death when he was 39 years old. But I hope you don't think I feel like a father to you. I wanna tell you, I miss you so much, you're a thousand miles away. I'm at the wheel of my car and I'm coming on home to you. Lonely hearts, they're not made to break. Got no oil to change. Honey, I ain't accustomed to lace. If I want something bad enough, I always find a way to get through. If I want something bad enough, I always find a way to get through. I take the 10 to Fiend, he's been to somebody. Took the turn off night, I should have stayed on the end to stay. I was lost in the real, my map was kinda out of date. I saw the lights of Marfa, I guess it was a scenic route. with the air combusted, the windshield full of flies. And just a few hours, they're gonna fall in my loving arms. I've been so hot to see her.
Brett Sparks from the Hanson Family, and you're listening to the High Lonesome Sound on the Twain Trust, CKUW, 95.9 FM, Winnipeg. I was driving home early Sunday morning through Bakersfield, listening to gospel music on the colored radio station, when the preacher said, "You know, you always have the Lord by your side." And I was so pleased to be informed of this that I ran 20 red lights in his arms. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I had an arrangement to meet a girl, and I was kind of late. And I thought that she'd be off with the nearest truck driver she could find. But much to my surprise, there she was, sitting in the corner, a little worse for wear and tear. But she was a girl with faraway eyes. So if you're down on your a girl with faraway eyes, and if you're downright disgusted and life ain't worth a dang, get a girl with faraway. Well, the preacher kept right on saying that if I sent $10 to the Church of the Sacred Bleeding Heart of Jesus, located somewhere in downtown Los Angeles, California, that next week they'd say my prayer on the radio. Well, so I did. And the next week, I got a prayer for a girl. Well, you know what kind of eyes she's got. So if you're down on your luck, I know y'all sin.
find a girl with far away eyes. And if you're downright disgusted and life ain't worth a dang, find a girl with far away eyes. So if you're down on your luck, I know y'all sympathize. Get a girl with far away eyes.
Hey babe, what's in your eyes? I saw them flashing like airplane lights. You fill my cup, babe, that's for sure. I must come back for a little more. You got my heart, you got my soul. You got the silver and you got the gold. You got the diamond. That's alright. It'll buy some time. Tell me, honey, what will I do when I'm hungry, I'm thirsty too? I'm feeling foolish, that's for sure. Just waiting here kitchen door.
This is Gregory List, the banjo player from Crooked Still, and you're listening to the High Lonesome Sound on the Twang Trust, CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Yes, it is. Yep, yep, yep. That was Crooked Still from their last record, Some Strange Country. Mm-hmm. Doing a cover of the Rolling Stones, You Got the Silver there. And Crooked Still apparently taking a year off. You won't hear from them next year at all. They're taking some time off and, you know, refreshing themselves. And then they'll be back at it before you know it. Yeah. Maybe Greg will get a gig with Bruce this summer. I hear he's touring. I hear Bruce is touring next year. We'll have to see what happens. I wonder if Greg can play saxophone. He is a professor, after all. I don't know. Before that, we heard the Handsome Family doing another Rolling Stones number, Faraway Eyes, a cut originally released on a CD that came free with Uncut magazine. A handful of hitherto unreleased songs on this two-volume set that came with the magazine out of England. Some neat ones, too. There's Ryan Adams' version of Brown Sugar is pretty cool. Who knows? Maybe we'll play that later. We'll play that in hour three, maybe. Yes, it's going to be a four-hour extravaganza today. Crazy, huh? And the top of the set, brand new music, sort of, from the Rolling Stones. That's Hitherto. How many times can I say Hitherto tonight? Hopefully no more. An unreleased track from the Some Girl Sessions. At least part of it anyways. I haven't heard how much retooling they did on that one. But sounded pretty nice. No spare parts from the Rolling Stones. I'm sure it'll be in stores for Christmas giving very soon. You know, it's already in stores. The new Tom Waits record. We heard a few songs from it last week at the end of the show. I think we got to hear a couple more because you know who's on it. You know who's making his, I believe it's his third guest appearance on a Tom Waits record. None other than Keith Richards himself. Yes, the old pirate has showed up again. I think he's on three tracks on the new Tom Waits record. And it's not the first time him and Tom have hung out. They originally go back to the Rain Dogs album. That's where it all started. And we're going to revisit that album and see what Keith did on that one. But we'll start off with the album Bone Machine from Tom Waits. And here's a little number that Keith and Tom co-wrote together. And if you listen close enough, you can even hear Keith warbling away in the background, as well as playing some of his signature guitar work on here. It's a little number called That Feel.
Always comes and finds you. It will always. in my skull be a home for the mice. Let me peace like the bones on the beach. I'll be a hard like a pit from a beach. Now the ground has a branch. Now the hound has a ranch. The old dress is just junk. The etchings on blocks. The old sensor won't talk. I'm a blimp that's draining. Cut her ties. I'm a moth in training. When I'm gone, when I'm gone, I said I will have satisfaction. I will be satisfied. I said I will be satisfied. When I'm believing, satisfaction. When I'm grieving, satisfaction. When I'm seeking, satisfaction. When I'm a friend, satisfaction. When I'm a stand, satisfaction. When I'm carousing, when I'm a thousand, I said it out, we'll have satisfaction. I will be satisfied before I'm gone. Before I'm satisfaction. I will be satisfied. I will have satisfaction. I will be satisfied. Now, Mr. Jagger and Mr. Richards, I will scratch where I've been itching. Now, Mr. Jagger and Mr. Richards, I will scratch where I've been itching. Before I'm gone, before I'm gone, before I'm gone, before I'm gone. Wow. Let me go back to the barrel. Let the bullet go back into the barrel. Let the bullet go back into the barrel before I'm gone. Before I'm gone, I said I will have satisfaction. Wow! Let the bullet go back into the barrel. Let the bullet go back into the barrel. Take a left off the straight and the narrow. Let the bullet go back into the barrel.
Winnipeg, this is Vic Chestnut. You know what you're listening to. Twang Trust.
As dog travels through the envied and often tempting world of man, there's one thing above all that tempts him most: the taste of meat. And that is why Purina makes Butcher's Blend. Butcher's Blend is the first dry dog food with three tempting meaty tastes: beef, liver, and bacon, all in one bag. So come on, deliver your dog from the world of temptation to the world of Butcher's Blend, the first dry dog food with three meaty tastes.
I'm the last leaf on the tree. The autumn took the rest, but they won't take me. I'm the last leaf on the tree. The autumn wind blows, they're already gone. Fluttered to the ground as they can't hang on. And there's nothing in the world that I
I'm the last leaf on the tree. They all undertook the rest, but they won't take me. I'm the last leaf on the tree. They say I've got staying power here on the tree. I've been here since Eisenhower, and I outlived Diva. I'm the last leaf on the tree. They all took the rest, but they won't take me. I'm the last leaf on the tree. I fight off the snow, I fight off the hail. Nothing makes me go. I'm like some vestigial tale. I'll be here through eternity. If you want to know how long, if they cut down this tree, I'll show up in a song. I'm the last leaf on the tree. And the autumn took the rest, but they
wasn't that sweet? From the brand new record, Bad as Me. That's Tom Waits and his pal Keith Richards on a little number called Last Leaf. Yep. Before that, gosh, Tom was even singing about Mr. Richards there and Mr. Jagger on a song called Satisfied from that same record, also featuring Keith on guitar. He must have been glowing during that one, huh? I think so. And then a couple of older records that also featured Mr. Richards. From Rain Dogs, we heard Big Black Mariah. And from Bone Machine, we heard That Feel, which was a song that the two of them co-wrote together. And all of them featured guitar by Keith, with occasional background bleedings. Yeah. You know, Mick's got that super group with... Who's in there? Nobody too exciting. Dave Stewart and Joss Stone and stuff. And it's, you know, it's okay, I guess. But I think it's time for Keith to get a supergroup with Tom Waits. And, well, who cares who else, really? The two of them would be fine on their own. If they ask me, that's what I'm telling them. Anyhow. You know who's a big Tom Waits fan and who's coming through town next weekend. Next Friday at the West End Cultural Center. Our old pal, yes, C.R. Avery. Oh, we love him. We love C.R. around here. And we love him so much that we're going to play some stuff from him right now. Convince you to go see him. He's easily my favorite performer in the world right now, quite frankly. Yes, if Bruce Springsteen and C.R. Avery were both playing Winnipeg on the same night, well, I'd probably go see Bruce just because I've been waiting 40 years to see him. But I'd feel bad about missing CR. Honest, I'd feel real bad. In fact, I'd convince him to play my house after the show because he'd want to go too, you know? Yeah. Anyhow, we're going to hear from CR in various modes. We haven't seen him playing solo in a while, and that's the mode he will be in at the West End next Friday, which is fine. He's got his solo mode, which is where I saw him originally. Well, actually, I saw him in Tofu mode at the Folk Festival, but I didn't realize who he was. It wasn't till later, till when Scott Nolan brought him to town Once Upon a Time, and he was in solo mode and blew my mind. I realized I'd actually seen the guy before with Tofu at the Folk Festival. But then he had his string quartet playing people's living rooms. That was crazy. And then he had his rock band, and there's just so many facets to the guy. It's crazy. But it's always nice to see him in solo mode, and that's how he's going to be at the West End next Friday. And he's bringing his pal Will with him. It's a double bill, essentially. Not sure who's technically headlining or whether they're going to do any, cavorting together or not. But let's go and find out. That's next Friday at the West End. We're going to listen to him right now. And, keep your fingers crossed. Maybe I'll have some tickets to give away at some point during this set. Yeah, maybe. We're going to start it off with a song. I love this thing. It's technically by a guy known as The Hermit. But it's actually, it features CR as well as a Be Good Tanya singing away during the chorus. But it's CR and the lyrics are all CR and you can just tell it's him just stream of consciousness going crazy. And there's serious Winnipeg content in this song too, which is super cool. So here he is from The Hermit's album Wonderment. It's C.R. Avery and a cut called Won't Fall Apart.
Hello, Winnipeg. This is Lucinda Williams' brother, C.R. Avery. You are listening to CKUW 95.9 FM. Stay warm.
Daughter's fifth birthday, I got her a dollhouse and a pocket knife. She keeps a dollhouse in a room with her other toys, but her knife stays in her pocket each time she leaves the house. I told her if any man tries to get her to touch his penis, to stab him in the fucking chest. This is not an act of violence, this is feminism at its finest. If any man tries to touch her vagina, to slit his fingers and shove them down his throat. This is not overdoing it. This is revolution at its final hour. But you see, I gave her the dollhouse on the 29th of February. She was born on the 11th. I was on the road. But in my return, I found a saved piece of birthday cake in the fridge and a little girl excited to show me the parcels that had already come in the mail. But before I sent out again with my pocket harmonica, aka the blues harp, I had a talk with her about the evils that exist so her wits would be razor sharp. Some adults are sick in the head, I said as I stood in the bathroom shaving. When she inquired what I meant, I said, well, you know when your belly has a tummy ache? And if anyone touches you in a way that doesn't feel right, then it's wrong. And I don't care who they are, what they say, the consequences will be if you tell anyone, you come tell your mother and me right away. She said, I will come tell you and mom right away, right? She really liked that part. The, yeah, big people can't always tell you what to do. But you see, I'm always leaving. Ask anyone to try to get a little bit close to me. Those who tried to house, train, graffiti. But deep down, they knew it belonged with the tracks and the wildflower. That's why my love life is like a car wreck on the side of the road. Pedestrians driving by in the black of night with their red eyes blaring. They see the smoke, the lights flashing, the body pile up. They know it's gonna be gruesome, but they can't resist to sneak a peek to see who was killed by curiosity. I'm a paramedic on this scene in my 1986 shocking pink, lying by each woman with a gash upon their forehead from trying to hold on to something they thought was beautiful, lusting after the fast pace, crashing, bodies burning. It was lover after lover after lover. Each one will proclaim how they were molested at some time as a little girl. And I would close their eyes when the spirit left them and drive away in an ambulance with no fucking siren blaring, but with the window down and the radio. The rhymes don't gotta make sense, just like Dr. Zeus. But I'm haunted by the darkness, knowing that 98% of those in the sex trade suffered as children from sexual abuse. I'm here to cut out your fucking tongue! And no one here, if no one listening can remember the lyrics to this song that's gonna save kids from this fate. If you remember, just how the song goes. I'm gonna put my lips to yours and my hand upon your cheek and kiss you so soft and gentle and deep. And as her eyes open at the same time, I will whisper, revolution, revolution. My daughter's 5th birthday, I got her a dollhouse and a pocket knife. She keeps the dollhouse in a room with her other toys, but her knife stays in her pocket each time she leaves the house. She's a kid with her wits about her. Feminism, that's fine.
Song that doesn't suck ass. Or maybe you should get a big time producer. And he can make you sound indie rock, thought provoking and deep. You can basically go fuck yourself. Cause your wishy washy beauty is only skin deep. Folk singer! You make me think AC/DC tribute bands aren't so bad.
Was chapter 9 in the Great Canadian Novel. It was also the Twang Trust Song of the Summer a couple of years ago, a little thing called Folk Singer from C.R. Avery, who's in town next Friday at the West End Cultural Center with his pal Will. Before that, we heard C.R. as part of the Tofu Gang, Tons of Fun University, from their first record, The Them They're Talking About. Little tale called Pocket Knife, and we heard CR with a guy known as the Hermit from his record Wonderment, and a song called, oh, sure, it blew up on me. It was called Won't Fall Apart, featuring Frazee Ford from the Be Good Tanyas on vocals also. Yes, indeed. And if you'd like a pair of tickets to that CR Avery and Will show next week at the West End, give me a call, 774-6877. I hope you win.
Liquor up, maybe, so you can sleep like a baby, just born straight through to the mall.
This is a little different. This is a three vignettes under the same rooftop for your listening enjoyment. Blind man leaves his house for Kenneth Kane. Almost causes a major accident in the downpours of rain. He's grabbed by his sleeve by a rookie cop, ordering the blind man to stop. He says, you gotta be more careful, son. Puts his hand on his belt next to his gun. He says, I'll let you off with a warning this time. Pulls out his ticket pad. Oops. Said the blind man. My bad. Well, into the housewife was very bored. Her husband is away on business, receiving some work-related award. She called up Larry. Said, something's wrong with my stove. So over at Melinda's house, Larry drove. In the kitchen, they started getting along. And then said, I'm sorry, Larry, I can't do this. I'm just lonely because my husband's gone. But Larry slammed the door when he was leaving. Just to show Melinda he was really mad. Oops, said Melinda. My bad. You know, Carlos was just 17, still in high school, working at the local Dairy Queen. The next man in line stood in front of Carlos, looking at the ice cream order inside. He said, give me a root beer float. Then this remark jumped out of his throat. He said, this is a good job for a Mexican run, but I'm surprised they got you working up here in the front. Carlos said, as they'll make this crystal clear, I don't need to stand for the racist shit just because I'm an employee here. He looked up to the heavens and said, God, why do you put racist people on this earth? From this guy here to every other SUV driving Harvard undergrad. Oops, said God. My bad. There's girl on girl. And there's woman on woman. According to the gospel of computer cinema. One is two ladies tongue kissing, playing each other's boobs. The other is two ladies talking about politics or the turbulent vertigo of ladies through the ages. I wish we could combine the two. Like sewing the ripped hem of a purple cotton dress and a man's fetish of doubling his pleasure against the invention of the wheel. I don't know. But for fun, let's blame it on the French. Tonight, I feel like a boy toy. Well, a lazy man living on a swamp in Louisiana, swatting flies. My mind is some inmate's bitch. When will I learn to see this mademoiselle who put me through hell? It's rewriting history. And as the rain falls from the theater ceiling sky, rapidly hitting the sidewalk as we talk, there's a rainbow in her breath. Today was fucking unusually balmy for this time. Couldn't eat, and work couldn't do a fucking thing. I learned to unwrap the moment like eternity was a masquerade ball, or a circus coming to town, unrolling its tent in the city square. Each flash of my eyelash, a glimpse into Hendrix's waterfall, a noisy Hurston's tea cake recipe for manhood. The sounds from the main road are the only sounds, like waves, like transports to heaven. There's another flashing in the way. Purple cotton dress, her clothesline flapping in the awkwardly busy breeze. Two girls are making out in the stairwell, turning on a woman with a younger brother. Sounds from the main road are the only sound. And so Romeo writes another woman, the envelope licked messiah, the no turn address trapdoor sister, woman. The electric guitar leaning against the window of the world's last good idea. Woman, stretched out on a bed like a wedding dress, while lying asleep under phrases and books that I thought were important at the time, but more like a friend that I would come back to once I reached the end. Girl, the dandelion, the flower, the yellow flower that's lumped in with the weeds, and innocence is mowed down every suburban Sunday. Girl, the dragonfly dancer supreme. Girl, the scraped knee Christmas tree still planted in the snowy haunted woods. Girl, skinny in a miniskirt, admittedly does flirt in the palace of Joan of Arc, hearing voices and seeing light hitting metal flashing against the gypsies. Ruby pearl, pearl, pearl against her undeveloped breast, against her heart. Girl, the X, showing us where we gotta start. I heard Hank Williams died in the back of a chauffeur-driven Cadillac. I moved to a show. Look what a scourge is laid upon her hate, that heaven finds means to kill her joys with love, her Shakespeare of Juliet and her Romeo. I was just a boy on the road to Ode to Joy. And I've been a jealous man, family man, a Renaissance man, a blues man, and a ladies man. Sundown, an East Van. Yes, I turned to the sky for consolation, just when I thought all sacred scripture had all but gone and left. But this is the gospel according to the purple cotton dress. As I lift up its ripped hem, my cheek against her inner thigh, there's a rainbow in my breath. Yeah.
begin, and that ain't right. That ain't right. We got to raise the roof to make it right. We got to raise the roof to make it try.
Thank you.
Well, there's an oldie for you. A title track to 1983's debut album from Green on Red, Gravity Talks. That was before Chuck Prophet joined the band. Wouldn't be long, though. No, next record, Chuck was in there. Before that was Danny and Dusty. Danny being, of course, Dan Stewart from Green on Red. Raise the Roof from their comeback record, I guess you'd call it, Cast Iron Soul. The number one album of the year on the Twang Trust a few years ago. Yes, indeed. And C.R. Avery at the top of that set. Couple from the Hobo Erotic Collection. We heard My Bad and The Gospel According to the Purple Cotton Dress. And congratulations to our old pal Steve, who will be going to see C.R. Avery a week from this Friday at the West End Cultural Center. Along with C.R.'s pal Will, they're doing a duo tour across the country. And they land in Winnipeg a week from Friday. All good-hearted folk will be there. Well, when we get back, I don't know what we're going to do. We're still keeping our fingers crossed that Mark Browning from Ox is going to show up. Whether he does or not, we're going to listen to some Ox because they're playing tonight at the Low Pub. Also, this is the big four-hour extravaganza of the Twang Trust. Yes, we're going all the way till 10 o'clock tonight. So we got a long time. We're going to have our own little Neil Fest to get warmed up for what's happening at Times Change this weekend. Though I'm not going to be there. I'm going to go see Roseanne Cash, so we're going to listen to a little bit of her at some point. What else are we going to do? We've been doing some classic rock stuff. Why don't we listen to Pink Floyd? We're going to do that at some point in the next couple hours. Plenty of fun coming up here on the Twang Trust. Stay tuned, kids. It's going to be fun.
What? You need a rock shirt. You need a poster. You need everything at Wild Planet. Making weird seem normal. Best selection of rock and film merchandise in the universe. Wild Planet, 217 Osborne Street at Confusion Corner in the Village. Wild Planet.
Drinking myth number 13. My friends will think I'm weird if I don't drink. Friends are friends no matter what. They won't give up on your friendship over something as silly as a beer. Also, keep in mind that most people are usually too focused on themselves to care what others are or aren't doing. CKUW reminds you to drink responsibly.
This is John Herbert Cunningham, here to tell you about my show, Speaking of Poets, on CKUW 95.9 FM every Sunday from 4:30 to 5 p.m. Please tune in to be entertained and informed by poets from Winnipeg, from Manitoba, from across Canada, and wherever else Canadian poets might be found. I'll be waiting for you this and every Sunday from 4:30 to 5 p.m. Bye-bye.
There she is, Wendy Bird, on her way to Winnipeg. It's true. You haven't heard? Well, we've been talking about the big C.R. Avery show next Saturday. It's followed by the big Hatcher Briggs show on, C.R.'s Friday, Hatcher Briggs Saturday at the Pyramid. And accompanying them at the Pyramid will be Wendy Bird. Yes, indeed. We just heard a cover of the Blue Shadows' Don't Expect a Reply from her debut album, Natural Wonder, that came out when? A couple of years back, I guess? 2009, yes. And she came into town last year to play with the guys at the Pyramid. Well, she's coming back. Yep. And it happens a week from this Saturday. You can get your tickets now. Or you can take your chance and get them at the door. Yeah, you probably can. Only one night this time. Last time they did two. So, you got no choice. Saturday night at the Pyramid. A week from this Saturday. That's where the action's going to be. I haven't heard if it's just them or not. Last time they played, there was like two opening bands as well. And I haven't heard anything about an opening band yet. So we had some good ones actually last time. But I just as soon have a whole night of Hatcher Briggs-ness myself. You know, it's not like they play every week. The gigs are getting, it's been a year, for Pete's sake. So, let's get as much out of them as we can. And what do you know, our special guests live in the studio playing for us here on the Twang Trust next week, Hatcher Briggs. Yes, tune in. We'll ask them all the pertinent questions. And we'll ask Jeff maybe Jeff will do a new song. He told me about writing a song a while back. He has actually written a song about Billy Cowsill. It's sort of his tribute song to Billy. And if we're real lucky, maybe I can convince him to play it for us next week. That'd be pretty swell, huh? I'm just thinking about that now. That's an awesome idea, Stu. You should do that. Okay, I will. Definitely. Why don't we listen to some Blue Shadows now? I think we will. Another awesome idea from me to you.
Is anybody here to hear this song that I've been crying?
Yeah. something to me all the time. Hey, baby, always stoned. I'm drinking, baby, drinking all alone. Don't know what the hell I got. But if it is an awful lot, hey, I'm gonna lose control. I'ma leave it to my baby, so. Someone else's and I know he lies. Don't know what the hell I got. But if it is an awful lie, hey, I'm gonna lose control. I don't even see my baby so well. I don't wanna be lonely. No, 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 no. I don't wanna be lonely. Lonely man without love. Is in my hand. I'm packing, baby, packing all I can. Blues is rolling in my head. You make me think of all the things you said. Don't know what the hell I got. Oh, if it is an awful lot. Hey, I'm gonna lose control. I'ma leave it to my baby, so.
This is Dave
and Jeff,
and you're downtown and underground with the Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 FM.
Thank you.
She's been acting like a high skirt. No, she's just been a floozy. No, you couldn't ask for more. All stretched out in the jungle of your bedroom. Smiles as you're moving for the kill. You think she looks a fool? The way she looks at you. But she's got a tongue in her cheek. Doctor said no hope for your son. Not a thing that can be done. He's telling everyone to put away the gun. Been a lucky once. Now she's got a tongue in her cheek. Light on a satin sheet. Now she's got a tongue in her cheek. Sheets.
Hatcher Briggs Band in an early mode. That was technically the Six, recorded live at Broadway's in the bottom of the Fort Garry Hotel many, many moons ago. Little number called Play Live, and they'll be playing live next week, not only at the Pyramid Cabaret a week from this Saturday, but here at CKUW a week from tonight. Yes. Hatcher Briggs will be coming by next week on the old Twang Trust show and playing live for us and talking up the big gig at the Pyramid that weekend. It's going to be fun. Tune in. We also heard Satin Sheets there from that same set. You can find that on the CD, Trying Must Count for Something. They'll probably be hawking those along with their most recent album. Getting there from here, they'll have them, I'm sure, at the old Pyramid next weekend, along with Wendy Bird's album. And who knows, maybe I'll bring some of my leftover pins from the Fun Drive show back in February. Just give them away. Well, 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 look at that. It's 7:46 here on the Twang Trust. We were hoping for a visit from Mark Browning from Ox tonight, but I know he had a busy night, and who knows when he got into town and all like that. So I was looking dim, whether he's going to make it or not, but you never know. I did send him a note telling him we're running late so he could come by anytime. But, you know, they got to do sound check. They got to eat. They got to do stuff like that. So maybe we'll see him. Maybe we won't, but we're going to listen to him soon. Regardless, because we're going to the show tonight. And it's going to be fun. Oh, what's next? What's next on the big show? Nothing's planned. Usually I plan these shows out like crazy. And tonight I did not. Hey, here's something. I found out that apparently I'm in the Transistor 66 movie. I haven't seen it yet. Have you seen it yet? Did you see me? Apparently I'm in it. I'm in the audience at the Scott Nolan show. The CD release show for Montgomery, El Dorado. Apparently, I'm in it. I don't know. I don't recall even seeing a camera there. So I don't know. I didn't talk. I didn't speak. So you don't get to hear me speak. Lucky for you. But apparently you can see me some point. I don't know. But anyways, why don't we hear from this Scott Nolan record? It's been a while. And Scott sees, he's got a couple of shows coming up. He's playing, where is it? I forget, but I'll look it up while we're listening to him, and then we'll tell you later. He's recording a live thing, apparently. He's recording the duo, and we'll tell you about that in a little while when we figure it all out. But here he is from Montgomery, El Dorado, a little number called You Rock, We Roll.
Drive us home on them four flat tires. You gotta keep the show on the road. You don't get rich with your wheels in the ditch. I never tired of hearing you talk. And even when you talk nonstop, here I kneel and now I pray to build it up and give it all away. You rock, we roll. It's what you told me, brother. We can do it together. You can't have one without the other. It ain't the singer, it's the song. We're all just playing along. And the words don't change. The road will never be the same. Remember that old Fender champ? Los Lobos that blew up that amp. And funny, I never saw you look so proud as I stood watching from the crowd. You rock, we roll. Is what you told me, brother. We can do it together. You can't have one without the other. It ain't the singer, it's the song. We're all just playing along. And the words don't change. The world will never be the same. You're wide open for throttle. She's like lightning in a bottle. An old steam train in a hard driving rain. Play like your hair's on fire and drive us home on them four flat tires. You gotta keep the show on the road. You don't get rich with your wheels in the ditch.
Her long blonde hair flying in she's been running half her life. On the chrome and steel she rides, colliding with the very air she breathes. The air she breathes. For that magic kiss, she gets a faraway look in her eyes. Somewhere on a desert highway, she rides a Harley Davidson. Her long blonde hair flying in the wind. Well, she's been running half her life. On the chrome and steel she rides, colliding with the very air she breathes.
Brand new music from the Magnificent Sevens. The new record is called All Kinds of Mean, and it will have its official release December 15th at the West End Cultural Center. Yes, indeed. That was, of course, a cover of Neil Young's Unknown Legend. That should be kicking off our Neil Fest set, I think, tonight. I think it just might have. We'll see in a minute. Before that, we heard a couple from Scott Nolan's Montgomery El Dorado album. We heard You Rock, We Roll and Trial Separation, which has a phenomenal video. And, gosh, somebody just walked into the room. We weren't sure if we were going to see him or not, but he's here. And, I should cue up something. Here it is. Here's the new record. We're going to throw it in here. We just heard one Neil Young cover. Why not another one? It's the way Ox kicks off their brand new record. The album is called Tuco. Here is their version of Uncle Neil's Out on the Weekend on the Twang Trust, CKW 95.9 FM.
She's in my mind.